Well, good morning to everyone. I hope you're doing well. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 7, the author, Luke, writes about an event that I find very interesting. He says, quote, "When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit would not allow them to." The Holy Spirit would not allow them to. Now let me set the stage here. Paul and his companions were on a missionary journey. They were traveling in the area of modern-day Turkey. They had plans and wanted to travel to the town of Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit would not allow them to do that. Luke writes that they actually tried to enter the town, but were not allowed again by the Holy Spirit. Now, I find this very intriguing. While pondering this event, I have some questions. First of all, why? Why did the Holy Spirit prevent them from going into that town? Secondly, how? How did the Holy Spirit prevent them from going into that town? The answer to both questions is, we really don't know. But what I want to emphasize is that Luke probably wrote about this event after the fact. Here is what I'm proposing. When Luke wrote about the Holy Spirit preventing them from going into that town, he probably was writing about the event while he was looking back. He was writing it in retrospect. It is possible that Luke, only while looking back, realized that the Holy Spirit was guiding them without them understanding it at the time, and only later attributed it to the action of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, I feel that there is a lesson here for us today. How many times in life have certain events occurred when we did not understand why it was happening at the time? I know in my life, there have been events that transpired that only in retrospect, only when looking back, did I come to the realization that it was God working in my life unbeknownst to me. The lesson here, brethren, is simply to trust God. Trust God no matter what is going on. Who knows what events, what situations, what circumstances are happening that may very well be the act of the Holy Spirit guiding our lives for good. And it may be that we will not even realize that the Holy Spirit was involved until we look back weeks, months, and perhaps years later. Brethren, let us trust the Spirit. Amen.